Well, he lost cornhole over the weekend. We'll get to that tomorrow.
All right. We'll just get the digs in early, huh?
I'm sorry. Who now has the trophy?
Trophy presentation ceremony
will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock. That's right.
Right now, I have the trophy.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see the advice that you guys have hanging in the bathroom here, the men's bathroom over the urinal? There's this beautiful picture of, I think it's like a view from the Star Wars video game, maybe. It says, stay on target.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out who kept peeing all over the bathroom floor to the point that somebody else in the building thought it was a good idea to go ahead and print that off.
Wait, that wasn't about cornhole?
And it looks that sign got
not,
wet
not if Sam was involved.
All right. Are we hammering this out right now?
No.
Okay.
Sam, I commend you on this cup of coffee, by the way. This is fantastic.
Delicious. Thank you. I appreciate that. I worked hard on it.
Did you or did you not lose at cornhole over the weekend? Yes or no?
I beat Dana twice, which is nothing to brag about. Sorry, Dana. And then Sarah, who is Scott's lovely daughter, and a couple points from Scott. But Sarah beat my girlfriend and I.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. That's what happened. That is exactly what happened. You did, however, airmail the game-saving shot that then led to your guys' victory, and I will give you credit for that.
I airmailed it.
The one shot
it never even touched
that
the rim.
You have bragged about all day. All day.
What are you talking about? All weekend.
Oh, my God. I'm not surprised. I just wasn't subject to that bragging.
Sam, anybody who would listen, they heard.
You know, when we lost, actually, when you made that shot, under my breath, I said, oh, expletive, I can't repeat on the radio. He's never going to let me live this down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I literally come from the school of act like you've been in the end zone before.
Yeah.
I just turned around and walked away as Hartzell Gray was screaming, that's right out of a blanking Disney movie. That's right out of a blanking Disney movie.
Okay, you have a severe misrepresentation of what went on. You were cheering and jumping around.
Oh, that's false.
And your hands were doing the weird little splay out thing. When you throw your arms down, you're like, yeah!
Now I know why you guys say the newsroom, save it for the air.
What? You are insane, man.
That is exactly what you were doing. And then I got cocky and I was not playing very well. And Sarah finished out the game and came back. And
you can no longer call yourself a journalist. Call my daughter right now. Call my daughter right now.
Obviously, she's going to stroke your ego.
The best reaction to winning. Do you know that scene of the Color of Money at the end where Paul Newman, his character, he beats Vince and he thinks he actually beat him. But he walks out calmly and then he does like the fist pump outside where no one can see him. That's how you win right there.
That is not how Scott Parks was after making that game saving.
So before we go on the air tomorrow to talk about.
Sure.
My overwhelming victory in cornhole.
You did win, fair and square.
I'm going to get Hartzell up here.
That's fine.
And he is going to preach the truth of what occurred. Huh.
You guys don't film the match?
It was not filmed.
Whoa. I hope this is a joke. So, you remember a couple weeks ago I said I've never had a headache in my life?
Yeah.
I think I had my first one today.
Okay.
The roofers came over. Oh, I thought the roof was coming. I thought the house was coming down.
Just constant pounding.
And somebody just texted me. Well, not somebody, my neighbor. Purple shingles. This better be a joke.
I hope they're messing with you.
Hang on. Tell me this is a joke.
Well, folks, anyway, it's just me on the air today. It's because Scott had to run home and...
Well, work some things out with a contractor. I lived in a purple house for my high school tenure. We moved so I could go to high school in the Shawnee Mission South District. And my mom didn't like the Johnson County beige that our new house was. Okay. And so she decided that she was going to get a color called burnt barn red. And so we leave. She goes to work. I go to school. And, you know, the guys are there painting the house all day. That's what people do, you know. And we get home and this thing is plum purple. Almost radiant plum purple. And we called him up and he's like, yeah, we think they got the mixture wrong. We were like, and you went ahead and kept painting? And so for now 13 years, my mom has lived in a...
Scott, you look very distracted right now.
Well, I'm just concerned. Jesse, I'm concerned. Dan, why are you so quiet today?
Oh, I'm just doing a little bit of work.
He's like, I'm texting a roofer right now. Don't mind me.
Just looking up the 2023 shingle color of the year. evokes the awe-inspiring tones that emerge after dark, regal violet shades and elegant touches of silver. Fancy.
I didn't order purple.
Are you sure?
I don't think they make purple. It's got to be a factory or a mix problem like Sam's did.
Yeah. So anyway, Scott got carried to a cornhole victory. I have to hand him the trophy over fair and square tomorrow.
Did I send you Sarah's number?
You did not. You got too distracted by the fact that you have purple shingles going on your roof.
Purple shingles? I think
it's
going to
come out later. The whole newsroom was like, let's get the roofer to send Scott a text about purple shingles. Right as the show starts.
No, Sarah was telling me all day Saturday. She's like, Dad, you did great. You were really good.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
That's because you beat yourself up to no end. And she's probably tired of you beating yourself up. So she's like, Dad, you're killing it. You're doing great. You're killing it. It's kind of like when I was really bad at pickleball when we first started, and you had to do the same thing.
I sent you her contact. Would you please call her?
Scott, are you hard on yourself? Are you like the guy who, like, when you throw a bad shot, you just toss the other carn ball up in the air and just walk away? Like, oh, geez, I'm never going to get this.
See, I don't believe that you were as excited because I know that you can't jump.
Okay. All right.
That was great, Dan. Thank you.
You guys are not nice people.
What's up, Kansas City?
Just not pleasant to be with.
So Midnight Plum is being installed on your roof?
No, it better not be, because that's not what I ordered.
It's burnt barn red.
Gorgeous shade of gray with rich purple undertones. Rich purple.
Sounds like a tornado magnet to me.